Okay, here's something I just thought of on the train coming down. It's obscure and not funny. I mean, someone had to do this.
When I was just 16, it was a very good year. A very good year for teenage girls who flirted and teased. They seemed to be pleased. I treated them. Just 16.
When I was 33 and a third, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for college girls who acted aloof. We'd run to the roof, and I'd wait for the word. When I was 45, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for women who had married and tried. I'd offer a ride, and we'd be late to arrive when I was 45. Now I am 78, and it's a very good year. It was a very good year for widows who have seen much past. Their mood doesn't last, and I don't have long to last, because I'm 78.
I forgot I had that. It was from 2009. It was the only time I aired it before. It was my buddy Wayne Barker. He was my buddy then, he was my buddy before then, he's my buddy now. He's out in San Francisco, that Wayne Barker. A very talented lad. It was a very good record player. It was not a demo for anything. It's just something he did at home. Before that, A's or Aje or Aze or whatever the hell. Sneaky Link, a single by them. String Trio of New York with the quite adventurous thing called The Anticipator from Interpretations, April 23rd, also 2009. What'd you think of the Gus Bodenheim recital in Triads? Wasn't that remarkable? What a... So many hidden talents. One revealed right there. We'll have more Gus Bodenheim next week. I'll be back next week. My name's Erwin. If you want to email me, it's erwin@wfmu.org. 7 second delay coming up with Ken and Andy. Don't forget Rex filling in for Matt Fiveash on Weekly World Blues at 7 o'clock. Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky at 8 and Therese on from 9 to midnight. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Greetings, 7 second delay fans. Tonight begins 3 months of Andy being only intermittently here, although we have pre-recorded a whole bunch of listener quizzes, which we will debut tonight. Andy will be here live next Wednesday night, but that will be his last live in studio appearance for around a month until after the new year. Tonight we bring you the first of a series of listener quizzes. The first one is from Noel in North Carolina, who quizzes Andy and I on Southern food and Southern culture.
I'm torn between you starting and me starting.
Yeah.
I can see the argument.
Those are the two choices.
If you start, it's more official. You know, you're so much more experienced,
right?
As a broadcaster. But if I start, I would be claiming ownership of the show, which I think is fair. So I'm completely torn.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah,
you've already started. By having this discussion, you have begun.
You played me, man. You played me like a fiddle.
Yeah. And we're joined today with by listener Noel from South Carolina, who our listeners might remember from the interviews that we did a few months back. Noel is...
North Carolina.
I'm sorry. Noel's from North Carolina, and he is a English instructor at which college?
Chowan in Murfreesboro. Really, it's really close to the Virginia line. We're a stone's throw from Virginia, where we are. So we're very close to North Carolina.
That's pretty close to the Virginia border, isn't it?
Yep. Not very far at all, actually.
Yeah. If you had a stone, you might
hop,
be able
skip,
to
skip and jump.
Yeah. You could hop, skip, and then jump, and then if that didn't get you to the border, then you could throw the stone.
Andy was very interested in how we ended up with a North Carolina and a South Carolina. I know the answer, but could you fill Andy in?
It's because, King Charles, I suppose, drew the map, or his people drew the map, I suppose. Charles II, I suppose, after the, Puritan uprising and all that kind of stuff.
Andy, I got to interrupt you for a second.
Yeah,
Andy,
yeah.
Do you have $5 that you can Venmo to Noel?
You mean to stop him from telling this story?
Yeah.
The joke's on you, Ken. I'm not listening.
Like I say, I don't have a lot of class to teach this time. I got to make some money somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
Or another.
I think Ken telling or threatening to tell boring stories has become his main source of income.
It's a nice side hustle, I got to say.
Yeah. So King Charles, this is what I've learned. King Charles, blah 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 blah. Am I right about that? Did I get that right?
I didn't make it to the part about the pirates, but yeah.
Blah, 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 much. Pirates.
Andy, there's pirates.
Yeah. Now, this is our first, Ken, this was a masterstroke. I do love this idea where listeners will be quizzing us on various subjects. And today's subject is what, Noel?
Southern culture. With a lot of food included, actually.
Oh, my God.
But
oh,
very
I wish.
Cultural
I wish,
things.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I wish my wife were here to slip me the answers. I married a Memphis Jew who loves to cook.
That's cool.
I married her just for this moment. This is why I courted and wed my wife.
Yeah.
In case I was ever quizzed about Southern culture.
I married a Michigan Goy who loves to cook.
There you go. Hey, we should have them get together some night and fight.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
So our wives fight, so
we'll tell them it's a cook-off. But once they get there, we'll tell them it's a fight to the death.
Oh, that's great. We can put them inside the pickleball court.
Yeah.
That way they can't escape.
It's a pickleball court that doubles as a Thunderdome. It could be either one.
Okay, so Noel, if you want to start
now,
giving,
you are the quiz master here. So, what are the ground rules for this quiz? Are they how many questions are they? Are they multiple choice? Is there multiple rounds?
Some of them are multiple choice. Okay. Some of them are just a single thing, I suppose. Some are yes, no,
okay.
Or maybe not really true, false, I suppose. But yeah, they all kind of vary a little bit, I suppose.
Okay, what will be the rules of play, the rules of engagement? Will one question be for Ken and then the next one for me, or are all questions for me and Ken and we buzz in?
Oh, my God. Details, details. I'm ready with my first answer.
Okay, I'm ready, too, with my first answer.
Ham hocks.
Chitlins. Chitlins.
No, you got it wrong.
Oh.
Most of you got it wrong.
Okay.
But you're close.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to buzz in, Ken, right? So, Ken, should we actually do an audible buzz if we know the answer?
We just say buzz.
Okay, we'll say buzz.
Yep.
And Ken, if you buzz in first, but you're wrong, then I do get a chance to answer it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm ready to go. And who will be keeping score?
I'll keep score. I got a pen right here and some paper to write on.
Well, then my chances of winning have just been diminished. It's a neutral scorekeeper. Okay. Okay.
We can talk about
I accept your terms. Okay, I'm ready to go. Are you ready, Ken?
I'm ready.
Okay, test your buzzer.
Buzz. Test your buzzer.
Hold on. Oh, mine's not quite working. Hold on. Oh, the wire's loose. Okay. Buzz.
Very good.
Okay.
Yep.
Now what if Ken buzzes in and he's incorrect? I think he should lose some point. There should be a penalty.
We just talked about that. If I'm incorrect, then you get to.
I know, but I think you should lose points. There should be a penalty for an incorrect answer.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll just be buzzing like crazy.
Yeah, minus 1 point.
Fine. You're on. You are on like Donkey Kong.
I haven't heard that expression in years.
You know who actually first used that expression?
Who?
Rosalind Carter, the first lady.
Really?
Former first lady. Yes.
Wow.
You're on like Donkey Kong.
That was her catchphrase. I know first ladies always have a cause and a catchphrase.
Yeah. Nancy Reagan was just say no.
Yep.
Rosalind Carter's, I think, was kind of cooler.
It is cool. It really holds up,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Noel for the first question of the quiz.
Okay.
All righty. If you're running for office in the South, what food do you have to be able to eat plenty of without complaining?
And Buzz.
Just, both of you were quite close a while ago.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, I guess so. The answer is not chitlins. Okay. Wait, Ken, you buzzed in.
I buzzed in.
Okay.
Grits.
Okay.
Grits. Those,
not grits.
No, not grits, Ken. That's minus one. Okay. I am going to not answer that to take the lead.
Oh, very good. It's zero to negative one.
Exactly.
And what
now, all I have to do is stall Noel for like 15 minutes, and I have won.
What's the answer, Noel?
See, that's the Tar Heel basketball strategy there. The answer is barbecue.
Barbecue.
A famous politician from down here once said that he was tired of barbecue because he had to eat it everywhere along the campaign trail, and he lost the election because of it.
Wow, yeah, you can't say you're talking barbecue.
At the Iowa State Fair, it's corn dogs.
Oh, yeah? Gosh.
Ken, you're awarded no points for knowing something just superfluous and stupid.
All right, I'm putting a zero down in my column.
Yeah, no points for that.
Minus one plus zero. Okay.
Okay, it's minus one to zero. I have surged into the lead.
Okay,
I'm ready, Noel. We're ready with question number two.
Number two.
Yes.
Okay, so this is yes or no. Just a yes or no.
Is the word
ain't a proper contraction?
Buzz.
Okay.
The answer is true. It's yes or no.
What?
It's yes or no.
No, that's not right.
It is.
I'd say you get negative one for that answer, Andy.
Wait, no, I have a 50-50 shot. I'm going to say, wait, when you say legitimate, you mean like according to Hoyle, according to the Webster Dictionary?
Yes.
I'm going to say ain't is. Webster. I'm going to say ain't is now in the dictionary. Yes. And then Ken, do you disagree?
Well, you got it right, Andy.
Oh, I did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's now plus one to negative one. You're winning by two.
How sweet this is. Oh, man.
Wow, well played, Andy.
I'm going to do a little jig here in my office.
Okay, Noel, question three.
I believe, Ken, I requested a jig break.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
All right.
One to negative one. Woo! Okay,
all right.
Jig break over.
I put some clog dancing in there.
Think how much more popular.
I should have had a question about that.
Think how much more popular Jeopardy would be if they had jig breaks where winning contestants could do little jigs. Okay, Noel, we're ready to roll. So far, these questions are really well, are really thoughtful and well conceived. I like them.
Well, thank you. I've spent many hours on
Wow, man. Way to kiss the ass of the quiz master, Andy.
Well, because
he knows all the tricks. He went to school.
Because we're doing this remotely, I cannot literally kiss his ass. So this is my second choice. Okay, well, I'm ready to go.
All righty. Which offense carries a stiffer sentence in the site? Stealing a person's dog or killing a person's dog?
Buzz.
Buzz. All righty.
Just because of the way it's phrased, I'm going to guess that stealing the dog is considered more serious.
Yes, you are correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, because it's property. You know, the whole thing's about property. I guess your property is a representation of yourself, and if your property invades somebody else's property, then the owner of that property has the right to dispense with you or your property.
Does the same thing go for cars? It's worse to steal your neighbor's car than to set it on fire and destroy it?
No, I think it's the opposite for that, actually. Because they'll include arson.
Yeah.
And that'll, make that worse.
Interesting. Yeah. That, that Andy knows so much about killing animals.
Huh. Hey, everybody should have a hobby. What's a man without a hobby?
There's plenty of folks have that hobby down here. They're all around, parking in the middle of the road on the truck with the guns out and the orange hats. Plenty of that. Oh, yeah.
One thing I never
mm-hmm. should have put a question out like that, too.
I don't steal animals. That's a more serious offense.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going swimmingly.
Yeah, because you're running away with it.
I am.
All right.
Swimmingly.
Question four.
All right, let's see. Which of the following will you not find on a breakfast menu down here? And so there's four choices. Pick the one that you will not find on a breakfast menu. Number one, fatback. Number two, collards. Number three, corned herring. And number four, bam.
Buzz.
All righty.
Number four was...
Wait. If he's wrong, no, don't tell him he's wrong, because I'll try to guess. Go ahead, Ken.
Number four was spam?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said, spam?
Yeah, that was number four.
And number three was what mm-hmm. again?
Corned herring.
Okay, I'm going to say corned herring.
Does Andy want to take a...
So you're saying Ken is wrong. Is that correct?
I'm incorrect. Wow, another negative one.
Not necessarily.
One.
Okay, another negative. Okay, but hold on. No, so yeah, I will not be guessing.
Well, you asked me not to tell it.
Okay.
That creates a
conundrum. You know what? I am declining to guess. Thank you for inviting me to guess. I'm going to decline to guess to widen my lead.
Okay. All right. Well, Ken was wrong. Yep, it was not that. And Andy is not going to guess, right?
I am not going to guess, but we would love the answer. Okay. We've got to
it's
know.
It's spam? The answer is spam? Oh, what's the answer?
No. He's saying no. He's saying no, Ken.
The answer is collards.
Collards?
Collards, you will not, you will not find them on a breakfast menu.
Oh,
right
on
here,
a breakfast menu. Oh, yeah. Nice trick. Nice trick there.
No, he said, he only said breakfast four times.
Yeah.
I think, Noel, you probably have a lot of students like Ken who just don't listen to the questions.
Oh, that's the majority of them.
Yeah, it's a big, big problem. Yeah. Ken is so, yeah.
Oh, there's so many better things to do than to listen to the teacher's questions.
Oh, I agree.
I know.
You're there, Ken.
Yeah, like, look at the phone. Yes.
Exactly.
Get the phone out of
hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Andy's winning by four.
Fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
I declare, ain't it something? What a shame.
Yeah, what a shame.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, just between you and me, are you even trying? Are you engaged at all here?
Oh, yeah. No, this is like a marathon, and I'm getting ready for my big final kick.
You're pacing yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lulling you into false confidence.
The reason I ask is you sound stupid.
Well.
But I guess that's part of your strategy.
Yes, that is. Yes, that's part of how I'm lulling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the turtle lulled the hare in that famous race.
Okay.
I'm the title.
Yeah.
Okay, number five.
My money, frankly, is on the hare. Okay, here we go. Number five.
Okay, this is a definition question. What is the southern definition of toboggan?
Of toboggan?
Toboggan.
Toboggan, yep. like the winter sport, toboggan?
Yep. Mm-hmm. What's the southern definition of that word?
Buzz.
Okay.
Sled.
Lead? Did you say lead?
Sled. No, sled. Sled.
Well, that's just a synonym for toboggan.
No, it's not. A toboggan's a particular kind of sled.
No, that's not right.
I'm just trying to make you feel like you're going to win, Andy.
Okay. I will decline to answer. I will invoke my right to decline to answer at this time.
I'm ready
widening my lead to an insurmountable 5 points.
I'm ready with my next guess.
Oh, please.
Hoagie.
Okay.
Okay.
Hoagie?
Yeah.
Not a sandwich.
Ken,
no,
you're just no. Ken, you're embarrassing yourself and the staff of the station. You're embarrassing everyone.
What is it, Noel?
Another shame.
You're embarrassing all our listeners.
All right, Noel, what's the answer?
A stocking cap.
Yeah, a toboggan.
A tight-fitting stocking cap.
Like you wear it on your head, like when it's a little chilly, you put on a toboggan.
Yep, that's a toboggan down here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Interesting. I never knew that.
Really? I think it's true, but
it's
I wouldn't go.
For a sled.
I wouldn't go as far to call it interesting, but I believe it's true. I reserve the word interesting for really interesting.
Right. So the score is Andy.
Yes, I have 2.
Andy has positive 2.
Yeah.
And I have 3.
You have negative 3.
Well, I prefer to think of it as 3.
I didn't think Ken could dig a hole any deeper, but it's just getting deeper and deeper.
I prefer to think of these as absolute numeral scores. So I'm winning 3-2.
The hole you're digging might be so deep you might strike oil. You never know. That positive. You never know.
You know, I haven't gotten all negative ones, Andy. It hasn't.
Okay, it's negative 3-2.
It hasn't been all negative ones for me. I did get a 0 on one round.
That's true, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken, your strategy going forward might be to hang up.
Well, we only have 8 minutes left.
The more you talk, the deeper the hole. Okay, here we go. Okay, Noel, we're ready for the next one.
Okay. You remember the song Poke Salad Annie by Tony Joe White?
Of course.
What's the name of the song?
Okay.
Poke Salad Annie.
Poke Salad Annie.
Poke Salad Annie?
Poke. Poke, P-O-L-K. Poke Salad Annie.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's P-O-K-E.
P-O-K-E. Poke Salad Annie by Tony Joe White.
And the question is poke salad real?
Buzz.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Tony Joe White wouldn't lie to us.
No, he wouldn't. No, you got it right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poke salad is indeed real.
It's a real thing, Ken.
But you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It'll kill you if you don't know what you're doing with it.
Yeah, don't lie around with poke salad.
Why? What's in it that'll kill you?
The red dye. When you harvest it, you have to go out in the field and find leaves that have no red or purple in them at all, just green and white. You have to take them home and boil them once, pour that water off.
Only once.
Add more water, boil them again, pour that water off, and then the third water that you add and boil them, you can eat them after that.
Because they're poisonous.
Yeah, that song, song killed over 25 people. That's a very dangerous song.
Didn't kill Annie.
No, it didn't kill Annie. She's tough.
No, it didn't kill Annie.
She knew what she was doing.
Well, it might have killed you, Ken, because you didn't know if it was real or not.
All right, it's a tie ball game, 3-3.
Yeah, -3 to +3.
Oh, details.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, round 7, Noel.
Okay, here we go.
Ryan.
How many questions did you
together? I got 22.
We got to start going through these so I can catch up. All right.
We only have to do. I think we should only do 4 more, so there's no chance of you catching.
Let's pick up the pace. Go ahead, Noel.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here's the grits question. Can grits be deep fried?
Buzz.
Okay.
Yes.
No, they can't.
They can't.
Ken. You know how I know they can't, Ken?
How?
Because you said they can.
Why can't they be deep fried?
Because you said they can. That's the only reason we need.
You put them in the oil and they pop like popcorn.
They pop like popcorn.
They pop all over the place.
You try deep frying that, and that's more dangerous than poke salad, pal.
But you can fry them regular, right?
Griddle them, I suppose, if there wasn't a lot of oil.
Maybe you could try them regular.
But they do like popcorn.
Yeah, but if you deep fry grits, what you're telling me is that you then get deep fried popcorn. And what's wrong with that?
Well, it all sinks to the bottom. It all breaks up and sinks to the bottom, and it winds up just being, you know, like cracker crumbs or like the flour that just sinks to the bottom of the fryer.
And you have now officially become the wrongest person I've ever met.
It sounds delicious.
It does. I've tried it several times, several different ways, and every time it does the same.
I mean,
if you ever travel below the Mason-Dixon line, you'd be dead within a day. You You don't know what the hell you're doing down there.
That's why I drive real fast when I get down there.
Man.
Andy, when I go below the Mason-Dixon line, yeah. I just put my headphones on and I go 110 yeah. miles an hour.
You better have Noel on the. You better have Noel on your speed dial. You're just. You're helpless.
You better
there.
Watch it.
All right, yeah. Round watch number eight. Virginia. I've got a perfect streak going here.
You do.
Round number eight.
Three.
Yes, okay, perfect. All right.
We're gonna go to 10. We can't go to 22. But
okay. Well,
but it's not because we don't love you.
No, but rounds 8, 9, and 10 are each worth 5 points.
Round 8, 9, and 10. Fine, Ken. We'll do that for you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So now we're in the lightning round. Now we're in the round where each answer is worth 5 points, and we have three questions.
Yes. Left. All right.
Round. Noel, you might want to. Noel, if you have three questions that you're really fond of, you might want to skip ahead and ask your favorite one.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
From which illegal activity come the roots of Southern stock car racing or
Buzz.
NASCAR racing?
Buzz. Buzz.
I got it first.
Buzz.
I got the buzz All first. Right. Bootlegging.
Yep.
All right. Plus 5 points yeah. for me.
Okay. So you're above ground. You have plus one.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Plus one. Yeah. Nine.
So it's 3-1.
Yep,
Andy has three. I have one.
That's right.
All right.
3-1. Yeah.
All right. Round 9.
And all you had to do, Ken, was arbitrarily change the scorekeeping metric.
I learned it from you, Andy.
Yep, exactly. Well played.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
Okay. We have two questions left. Hold on. Let me get my head around the next one. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. Make sure that your buzzer is plugged in and everything's working there.
Okay, I'm just going to test my buzzer. Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear anything.
Oh, man, hold on. It's malfunctioning again. Buzz! There, I got
good.
It.
Good.
Ready to go.
It sounds just like you. It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Noel, this is it for 5 points.
All righty. Which kind of snakes are generally better for eating? Poisonous or non-poisonous?
Buzz!
I guess okay. Andy got
on,
that.
Wait,
I guess.
Now I have to. Okay. Now I have. Look, the obvious answer is non-poisonous. So it must be poisonous. But that's probably what he wants me to think. So I'm going to say non-poisonous. No, wait. That makes no sense because why would you even ask a question and phrase it like that? So I'm going to say poisonous. No, that's too obvious. I'm going to say non-poisonous is better for eating.
Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. You got that one wrong.
Oh, God. So I lost 5 points.
You lost 5 points. So you're in negative territory now, Andy.
What a crazy question, because the obvious answer is, oh, for the love of God. All right, I overthought that.
Yeah, you definitely overthought it.
That'll never happen again for the rest of my life, under any circumstances. I will never overthink any problem again.
So it's -5 to +1. I think, Andy, you can't win.
It's -2. I had 3. So
oh, you're right. You're right. All right. So it does come down to this one. It comes down to round 10.
Question. This is it. The last question. It all hinges on this.
If a Southern man calls a woman honey, does it necessarily mean he wants to sleep with her?
Buzz. No.
Okay. You got that one. Yep.
No. Because you said man, and he was talking to a woman, right?
Huh?
Of course he wants to sleep with her. There's no exchange. It doesn't matter what he says.
Well, let's hear what Noel. Let's hear what our quizmaster Noel has to say.
Look, we've all met Southern men. Who cares what he's saying?
What does it mean, Noel, when a Southern man calls a woman honey?
Oh, it's just like saying buddy to a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be used in a sexual connotation, but
wait a minute.
You know,
it's a man and a woman. It's a man and a woman. The answer is always yes.
Andy, before you went bald, didn't you have waitresses who would call you hun?
Yeah, they wanted me badly.
All right. Hey, Noel.
Gay guys down here, too.
Ken.
I mean, they tend to call, you know, folks honey and stuff.
Noel, this was a great quiz.
Ken, I worry about you. I worry you threw your back out, moving the goalposts all the way back and forth.
Oh, no. It comes very naturally to me.
But Noel, this really was a great quiz. And you know what? I almost learned something during this quiz. I was very close to it.
Oh, I learned many things.
I feel like one of your students, Noel. I almost learned something.
Well, Andy, what is the Southern meaning of toboggan, Andy?
Toboggan is a stocking cap.
So you did learn something.
I did.
Hey,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, almost.
You learn something new every day.
It
is. Yeah. Yeah. It's good to learn something new every day. Why did it have to be that stupid fact? Okay, but no, you're as always, you really came through for us, and we so appreciate the time, and it was great catching up with you.
Yes, yes, I always have a good time doing it, too. Love the show. I can't believe I get through all that good stuff, you know. It's, I love doing this kind of stuff.
Thanks a lot, Noel.
Okay, folks.
We'll talk soon again. Thanks very much, brother.
Y'all have a good one now.
Quizmaster Noel from Murfreesboro, North Carolina.
I'm torn.
And that is the first of the listener quizzes that we're going to be bringing you in coming months, as Andy's taking quite a bit of time off in the next 2 or 3 months. He will be here next week, and then he'll be gone the rest of December, and then he'll be back in January, and then gone most of February. If you would like to give us a quiz, you can email me at ken@wfmu.org. All these quizzes are done during weekdays over Zoom. Coming up next, we have a quiz about libraries from listener Zachary. We're recording this on November 10th. Welcome, Zachary.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Ken, Andy.
Listeners will remember Zachary from the interview he did with us a few months back. And Zachary, what's the quiz going to be on today?
It's libraries and some related things to libraries, but that's the essence of it.
Excellent.
Now, Zachary, before you tell us about your own personal connection to this subject, wanted to tell us who's looks like some kids' drawings are behind you there on the backdrop behind you.
Yeah, my children Hieronymus and Emmeline.
Is there any way at all you could take them down or cover them or something?
No, Zachary, leave them up.
Really, they're very distracting.
Well, Zachary, he could turn off his camera.
I'm sure Zachary is proud of his kids, but come on, Ken, you got to be.
Well, Andy, you know we're on the radio, so nobody else can see them except for you and me.
I'm at a little disadvantage here today. I look forward to your quiz.
Why is that?
I have a CAT scan later today, in three hours.
Uh-huh.
And you want me to drink, Zachary, have you ever done anything like this, this barium stuff?
Is that the dye or whatever you have to?
It is.
It's radioactive.
It's radioactive.
Andy just took a big swig.
There's a medical term for this. It's, I believe it's called god-awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look, Andy's getting pale as he drinks
This is the advantage Ken needs. Ken timed this perfectly. Zachary, tell me about your connection with libraries. Is this where you work?
No. Big passion area. My family and I, we've been volunteering with the libraries for a really long time. Just a real passionate supporter of our public library system here and around the world. And
all right. I'm ready with my first answer.
Yeah. The
Dewey Decimal System.
Now, there is a question about the Dewey in here. But the first one, just, you know, knowing Andy said, I think he's visited a library once, so I'm not sure if he'll know this, but it's a simple true or false question. Libraries are a fun place to visit.
Buzz. Yes, true.
I have an advantage here because I did visit a library once when I was younger. So I know the answer is no.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, in this particular case, the answer is true. True.
What?
Yeah, libraries are a fun place to
Oh, I thought you said library.
Yeah, library.
You did say library.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said fun.
Yes.
You did say fun.
I did. Yeah.
Buzz. False.
I just won't take that.
Too late, Andy. It's 1-0.
What? Oh my God.
Okay, for
oh
the
my
next.
God, wait, I got to take another.
Yeah, take another.
Oh my God, now Andy's drinking radioactive barium, and now he's turning light green, kind of like a light neon green. I can see him because he's on Zoom.
Right. I thought it was a camera filter at first.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so the next question.
I'd rather be drinking this than visiting my public library.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
Yeah. So to that end,
I'd rather be drinking barium. That's our motto. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. What materials are the least checked out at libraries? And all these are multiple choice. So if you feel you might know it, you could buzz in, or I could read the possibility.
Oh yeah, the rules of the game are we have to wait until you've read them all. So how many are there?
All of them have five.
Okay.
Yeah, we're playing strict Jeopardy rules.
Okay.
Okay. So what materials are the least checked out at libraries?
And there are five choices.
Mm-hmm. A, Better Homes and Gardens books. B, Knock Knock Joke books. C, reference books. D, abstinence romance novels. E, VHS tapes.
Hmm. Buzz.
Andy?
Buzz. I'm buzzing in.
Yeah, go ahead, Andy. What's the...
Okay. This might be the barium talking.
Okay.
But I would guess of those, if those were the option, I would guess Knock Knock book, Knock Knock Joke book. I'm probably the only one that would borrow one of those.
That's incorrect. Ken?
I'm going to pass because according to the strict Jeopardy rules, Andy now gets a negative one.
Okay.
That's true. I have a negative one. And Ken, by not guessing, in effect, widens his lead.
But now now that I have officially not guessed, I'm going to unofficially guess Better Homes and Gardens.
That is wrong, too. This is a trick question.
Huh.
Reference books.
Whoa!
You can't check out reference books.
Oh, you can't check them out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I think that's the only trick question.
Okay.
Even though you're an experienced librarian,
right.
I'm going to stick with my answer, Knock Knock Joke Books. Even though you already said it's wrong and you explained why. I'm doubling down on my – I'd like to guess again, Knock Knock Joke
Books. Still wrong. I checked with the judges.
It was wrong the first time and it's still wrong now.
Nobody told me there were judges. All right, ready to roll.
Okay, this one. Little more popular culture base. Symmetrical book stacking was made famous.
Beyonce.
That is incorrect.
Beyonce?
I thought you said popular culture.
Yeah.
All right, Andy gets another negative one. But can you finish the question, Zachary?
Yes, I can.
That was the barium talking.
Okay, the question. Jesus. Symmetrical book stacking was made famous in the 1984 film Ghostbusters. According to Ray, the previous event was the Philadelphia mass turbulence of what year? 1923, B, 1939, C, 1947, D, 1955, or E, 1962.
I'm just going to pass because Andy already got a negative one.
Oh, shut up. Wait, so this is just a fleeting reference, a fictional reference, in a 45-year-old movie.
Yes, where they're at the library and there's the symmetrical book.
Yes, because it takes place in a library. All right.
Andy, I just discovered that barium is not radioactive, so you can drink as much as you want. It's an element.
I'm already hooked, baby.
It's a metal.
I'm already addicted. All right, I'm going to guess, even though it's a crazy, crazy, crazy question.
What?
1955.
Close.
Close. So close, Andy.
Yeah, 1947. The Philadelphia mass turbulence of 1947.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said 1955.
I don't think so. I honestly remember it different.
Well,
we'll have to listen to the tapes.
It's not like we're on the radio.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were being taped.
Yeah, or recording anything. So there's no way of ever knowing.
It's those damn kid pictures behind Zachary.
They're
mesmerizing. I'm hypnotized.
Nobody can see him, Andy.
How old are your kids, Zachary?
8 and 6.
Oh, I was going to guess.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to guess 8 and 6.
You're going to guess. That's a magical age, isn't it?
Oh, very, very. I love it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this winter. We found out everyone really likes the inner tube sleds. So we'll be doing a lot of that.
Okay, where's your closest hill? Is it in your back down the street?
Down the street over at one of the schools. They have a really big hill.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's a wonderful, you're going to have a wonderful winter.
Yeah. As long as we get snow.
Well, where are you located again, Zachary?
I'm in Indiana. So.
All right. We look forward to any updates on that sledding situation.
I could give a snow report in the future.
Well, don't use a toboggan, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Did you know what toboggan is slang for in the South?
No.
Hat.
Yeah, it's slang for your hat.
For like a snow cap.
And that's what you learned in the other quiz.
Yes.
What did we learn in this quiz so far, Ken?
1955.
It's wrong.
Oh, that's right. 1955 is wrong, but Philadelphia Turbulence incident referred to in Ghostbusters was in 1947.
Exactly.
Correct.
And according to Zachary, libraries are fun.
Yes.
Well, they are. Actually, I have not been to a library in decades, but I used to go all the time.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Ken.
Can we roll? Can we turn the tape backwards and start start over?
No, you can't take that one back.
I can edit it out, though.
If you're just tuning in, Ken used to go to the libraries quite a bit, but hasn't been in recent years.
I might edit that out as well.
No, that's the kind of stuff that humanizes you, Ken.
Well, thank
you. Listeners can really relate to that stuff.
I appreciate you humanizing me. Andy says that as he drinks his metal milkshake.
Half the barium is done. Down the.
Oh, you drank that entire thing and it's only half?
I have one more canister to go. But Zach, you have more questions.
I do.
We're learning about our local libraries, Ken.
Okay.
Well, I do have some local questions to you all. We'll get to okay. soon. This one is, what is the name of the oldest digital library of public domain works?
Go ahead.
A, the Digital Online Library of Public Domain Works. B, Project Read It All. C, Project Gutenberg. D, publicdomainbooks.com. Or E, Old Library of Old Books.
C, buzz. C, it's Gutenberg. I'll take that point.
Yes, Project Gutenberg. It was founded in 1971, and it's the oldest digital library.
Wow. Very good, Andy.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I believe when you're poking around and drilling down into Wikipedia and doing a little research, I believe Project Gutenberg is an invaluable resource, and it's come up a few times. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Sounds like you've looked at Wikipedia a bit.
I am a big fan of Wikipedia. It's the eighth great wonder of the world. It's an amazing resource.
After what?
After the Guards of Babylon. It comes right after that.
Oh, okay.
Number
seven is Joey Heatherton's Rack.
Well, not anymore.
Shut up.
They must have changed it to...
Shut up.
You know, we have Joey Heatherton's phone number, Andy.
No, seriously, if you're going to be taking shots at Joey Heatherton, I don't know how I can continue.
Andy, for the majority of our listeners who are under 50 years old, could you explain who Joey Heatherton is?
Joey Heatherton toured with Bob Hope in the 50s, in the early 60s. She she was my first true love.
And she was also
libraries are to Zachary, Joey Heatherton is to me.
And she was the spokesmodel for, Sealy Posturepedic mattresses?
Serta Sleeper. We wouldn't go near a Sealy Posturepedic. It's Serta Sleeper.
Serta Sleeper, okay. I stand corrected.
Okay, but the score now is, what is our score?
The score is plus one to minus one. So I'm winning by two.
I think Zachary might have been right. I think libraries are fun. Mm-hmm.
That's great that you're coming around.
I am coming around.
Can I award bonus points, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm deputizing you.
All right, well, I will make a note of that, Andy.
You're a deputy judge. Oh.
But you have to tell us ahead of time, though. You can't award bonus points
not at the end.
Retroactively.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Just you have to insert them in there.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can get another point on this one.
Oh, God. All right.
It got brought up. we talked about the Dewey Decimal System, but who is the Dewey Decimal System named after?
Jeremiah System.
Jeremiah
System?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Jeremiah System?
I believe he invented the Dewey Decimal System and named it after himself.
But he's named Jeremiah System.
Yeah. That's how it got its name.
Dewey?
Oh, I don't know about the Dewey and the decimal part. That I don't know about.
All right. Thanks for...
Okay, well, let's hear the choices.
Yeah, thanks for dragging me alive into your joke there.
All right, the choices are Alfred Dewey, Frederick Dewey, Larry Dewey, Melville Dewey, Moist Dewey.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
Come on, I buzzed in.
You can take it, Andy.
This was Alfred Dewey.
That is not correct.
What was the second to last one? I think Melville?
Correct. Yeah, that was Melville.
Well, I'm not going to buzz since Andy already lost, but I would say unofficially Melville.
Yes.
I would.
It was Melville? Yes.
I would like to double down on Alfred Dewey. I'd like to guess him again, even though I'm risking losing another point.
No.
No? All right.
Not Alfred Dewey.
Why did you do that, Andy?
I believe it was maybe a typo or a glitch. I thought Zachary was wrong.
Wow.
In hindsight, it was strategic.
Yeah, it really was.
All right, fine. Don't rub it in.
Okay. Well, this is going swimmingly, Zachary. Thanks for conducting this quiz with us. And Andy, why are you drinking this metal milkshake of barium?
Oh, I've had a little stomach bug, and my doctor wants to just check all the... Just check everything off, and I'm having a CAT scan later.
So
here's something no human being's ever said before in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's good barium.
Huh.
Oh, he's on his second one.
Yeah, I'm on my second one, but I'm ready to go.
I think I did hear somebody say that once.
You just can't let me have anything.
It was at that barium rave I went to. I think several people said it there.
For a while, Burger King was serving bariums with their Happy Meal.
Well, it's not radioactive, you know.
It didn't test very well at all. Okay, here's our next question.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
We're going to go into the labor market here. What is roughly the median annual wage for librarians and library media specialists in the U.S.? A, $30,000, B, $45,000, C, $60,000, D, $75,000, E,
$90,000. I'll buzz in and guess the lowest number, 30,000.
That's incorrect, Andy.
That's incorrect.
I'm not going to guess because Andy already lost, but I would say 45,000.
That would also be wrong. The median annual wage is 61,000.
Wow, 61,000. Yeah. Ah.
That's controversial because what do they deserve, Zachary? We all know what they deserve. They deserve 45,000.
Wow.
Kind of controversial, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Those librarians are made of money.
They are.
They're living it up.
And to that end, as a follow-up.
Our local library uses $20 bills as bookmarks.
Wow.
With every book, yeah, you can find a $20 bill.
They get paid so much. Next time I see a librarian.
Exactly. They don't know what to do with it. It's not worth it to them to go buy bookmarks. They'd rather just open their purses and use the bills.
I want to grab a librarian and hold her upside down and shake those dollars out of her socks.
Wouldn't it be easier just to marry one, to woo one and marry one?
No, that's a very long-term commitment. It only takes like a minute to shake them upside down. I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't get it all. You marry them, you kill them on their honeymoon night, you've got it all.
Okay, good point. But
Zachary, we're learning a lot today.
I'm cool with the 100 silver dollars they usually stuff in their socks when walking around the block. That's good enough for me.
Okay, ready to roll.
All right.
That's why they jingle jangle, those librarians. Go ahead, Zachary.
Why do you jingle jangle? That's what we want to know.
Quarters in my front left pocket.
Yeah, because that's how I pay my marathon premium pledge.
It is?
Yeah, nickels and quarters.
Wow.
Because I'm so bitter and resentful that I have to pay it.
I knew somebody.
Zachary. Question number six.
Save us, Zachary.
The next question. The highest 10% of librarians and library media specialists earned more than what amount annually? A, $58,000. B, $78,000. C, $98,000. D, $118,000. Or E, $128,000.
Buzz, $118,000.
That is incorrect.
Buzz, quick. It was a trick question. Nobody cares.
So you're not even. If you don't.
Isn't that one of the. Wasn't that one of the answers?
It was F, but it was removed by the judges.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
So we both get a negative one on that one. And so that was round seven, by the way.
What is the answer, Zachary?
C, 98,000.
And I'm so sorry. Just what was the setup?
Highest 10% of librarians earn 98,000 or more.
Librarians that have been on the job for decades.
Yeah, the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah. Now, Zachary, are you a volunteer at your local library, or are you a part-time employee?
No, all volunteer. Never been paid.
Ah, fantastic. And what instilled the love of libraries in you as a youngster?
We didn't have air conditioning in my house, and they had air conditioning. And so I think that was the default. Hey, we'll go to the library because they won't kick you out as a kid, and it's cold there in the summertime. And then I found books, and those were pretty cool, too.
What a wonderful story.
I'm sorry. I kind of tuned out.
Yeah.
As a child, what instilled your love of libraries, Zachary?
He just said
air conditioning and books.
I wasn't listening.
Air conditioning drew him. He came for the air conditioning and he stayed for the books.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I come for the air conditioning and stay for the porn.
Oh, that's quite a library you have there. What porn?
Yeah, it's not technically a public library. Technically.
What is it?
It's a van. It's Mr. Garcia's van.
Well, that's not a library at all. That's a.
But it's air conditioned. That's the thing. I see. You understand? You're missing the whole point.
Okay. And what magazines does Mr. Garcia have in the back?
Swank,
of
Swank, mostly Swank. Swank. Really.
Swank. So you're a Swank man.
Mr. Garcia's a Swank man. I come for the air conditioning.
Gotcha. Okay. You only visit Mr. Garcia's van for the air conditioning. It's like people who only read Playboy for the articles.
Well, Swank doesn't have any articles. They didn't make that mistake.
All right. Zachary, we're on round eight.
Okay. So these are some local library questions, or more local to you both. So this one, what is one of the best places in Manhattan to learn about psychic phenomenon, hypnosis, deceptive gambling, mentalism, ventriloquism, juggling, and sleight of hand techniques?
Buzz.
Well, except for the juggling, the answer would be Mr. Garcia's van.
I thought he only had copies of Swank.
Mr. Garcia has evolved.
Oh, he has other literature now.
Now he does. Yeah, since the stroke.
Were you going to give us five choices, Zachary?
I was.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Ready to go. So,
I think I know what it is.
The Allied Arts Institute. B, the Conjuring Arts Research Center. C, David Copperfield Foundation School. D, Magical Journeys. And E, StreetPerformersUniversity.com.
Huh. What did you say, Andy?
I said it's what a fascinating selection of options, choices. They all sound bogus to me, all of them. But I'm behind, so I have to guess. This is a Hail Mary pass. What's the first one?
I'll read them again. You have to read them again.
I'm guessing A.
Allied Arts Institute?
No, that's wrong. I'm guessing B.
The Conjuring Arts Research Center?
No, that's stupid. I'm guessing C.
David Copperfield Foundation?
No, what's D?
Magical Journeys?
Do it.
Fine. Magical Journeys. Fine. That's my guess.
That is incorrect.
All right, fine.
What's the answer? Is it the Conjurer thing?
It is. The Conjuring Arts Research Center is a nonprofit library and research center.
That's what I was going to guess.
Did your 6 and 8 year old kids help you come up with these bogus fictional answers?
On some of them, yes.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say the Lincoln Center Library for the Performing Arts, actually, but they're too highfalutin.
Yeah, they don't do deceptive gambling.
Yeah, I used to go there.
I find them just falutin enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Exactly the right amount of falutin.
Exactly right. The sweet spot. The falutin sweet spot.
Well, I never thought you were such an elite, Andy. You're an uptown girl.
Is that your way of asking for, is that your way of apologizing for taking your shot at Joey Heatherton?
No, it's my way of hitting on you.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess it didn't work.
I'm speechless. How do you know it didn't work?
That's true. I can only see your head. It's true.
I'll see you on Wednesday. All right, here we go. All question right. number eight.
All right.
Question
Andy,
number
I think
nine.
You can get this one.
Number nine.
Yeah.
Where is the oldest continuously operated library in New Jersey located?
In New Jersey. Oh, I thought you were going to say the world.
No.
Okay.
A, Burlington. B, Hackensack. C, Hoboken. D, Jersey City. E, Perth Amboy.
Huh.
Wouldn't it be near, wouldn't it be close to Manhattan? Wouldn't it be Jersey City or Hoboken?
You would think, but.
I'm going to guess Hoboken.
I'm going to guess Jersey City.
Okay, we're both guessing. We're both risking a point.
And you're both wrong.
Well, when I said Hoboken, I was joking. You can't even tell when I'm joking.
Oh, no, sorry, Andy.
Of course I meant Perth Amboy.
No, that would still be wrong.
Burlington!
Well, you don't even know what I, you guys don't even get my humor anymore.
Burlington?
Yeah, the Library Company of Burlington in 1757. Yeah.
That's library. Like down there south of Philadelphia?
No, like, it's north of Philadelphia. It's known for its library and its coat factory.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's the seventh oldest in the U.S.
Ha!
This kid loves his libraries.
So we both get a minus one for that one. Hmm.
Yeah.
So we're both.
I'm afraid to ask, but Ken, what do you imagine the score is right now?
Well, I have negative one. And
you do?
Yeah. And you have negative six.
Okay. Zach, is there any chance at all that this next question, let's say there are two questions left, are worth 10 points each?
I mean, I have several more, so
I think we have time for two more.
Two more, because we have another quiz coming up.
And I do apologize. I know I've derailed bits of this conversation.
Well, it's fun watching you drink liquid metal. I'm enjoying it.
Damn, that's good barium.
Okay, we'll do this one. We can make this one worth 5 points.
Okay.
Okay. In library lingo, what does ILL stand for? A, interlibrary loan. B, illicit library lounger.
No, Buzz. It's A. That just sounds right. Interlibrary loan.
Now, technically, I thought we were supposed to wait till I read all the
answers. Fine, okay, read them all. But I'm
that's where you're going with. D, I loathe libraries, or E, the International League of Librarians.
And what was C? I missed C.
Doesn't matter. I love libraries. A. It doesn't matter.
A. Andy is right. A. Interlibrary loan.
It's the only one that sounds like it wasn't written by his kids.
So Andy gets 5 points for that one.
Yeah. So we're tied.
Okay, we can make this the last one.
Right, so
okay,
it's negative one. It all comes down to this round.
Okay. So wait, Ken, this is the last question. Mm-hmm. Let's really obey the rules of the game.
Oh,
let's not buzz in until we hear all the multiple choice answers.
Says the contestant who hasn't played by the rules of the game the whole time.
I've evolved. I've learned. I'm a better person than I was 30 minutes ago. Okay. Isn't that possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Isn't it possible?
Possible.
That's what barium does to a man. Okay, ready to roll.
Okay. What's the longest overdue book that was ever returned in years? So A, 34 years. B, 57 years. C, 76 years. D, 101 years, or E, 122 years.
Buzz. The last one.
Okay, that's incorrect.
It's correct. 122 years.
I win. Zach, this was the best quiz ever.
Wait a minute. Don't I get to go?
No, because I got it.
Hold on. I'm going to say the last one. Buzz.
Too late.
You got it.
I got it also.
But do you want a tiebreaker, or you...
Okay, we'll do a quick tiebreaker.
Quick tiebreaker. Okay, what year will the Future Library, a public artwork project that collects unpublished original writings, release their unread works that are donated to its collection?
Oh, my God. It sounds like a horror show. Oh, my God. People are submitting unpublished works to this, like, online to some website?
No, it's by popular writers.
Dear God, it still sounds awful. Is there any way to stop it from happening?
No.
Dear God, I don't even want to think about it.
You don't want to read Kurt Vonnegut's outtakes?
Dear God.
You don't want to read Leo Tolstoy's scribblings on cocktail napkins?
Because you're such a big fan of Leo Tolstoy's other books, right?
Other books.
So what year?
Well, I love war.
Peace. What year are they going to be released?
Yes. A, 2024. B, 2054. C, 2084, D, 2114, or E, 2144.
All right. Here's a gift to Ken. I'll just guess, because it hasn't been an A answer yet, I'll guess the first date, A, whatever that was.
That's next year, 2024.
Yeah.
The correct answer is 2525.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect.
They're waiting 100 years. So 2114, it started in 2014.
Oh, so what am I worried about? I won't be here. You could, let them do what they want. Fine.
You could donate an unpublished script to them, Andy.
Yeah, they could open those floodgates. Oh, that's going to be a magical day, won't it?
All right, we have gone over time, so I'm going to have to edit all this out. Zachary, thank you for the quiz.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, Zach, this has been actually great, and I learned a lot today, which I will never forgive you for.
Well, hopefully you share it with someone you love.
I will. Thanks, brother.
Best of luck at the doctor. Take care.
Okay. Thanks
Zachary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With every move it makes, another chance
it takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see. That was a pre-recorded quiz from listener Zachary in Indiana. And once again, if you would like to give Andy and I a quiz, email me at ken@wfmu.org. Andy will be here next week, and then that'll be his last show for a month. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for a very special episode of Weekly World Blues with guest host Rex of Fool's Paradise.
Rena was a mona, a moan both night and day. My Lord, yet me moaning. Hey, turn my sins away. When I was a sinner, I sinned both night and day. My Lord seen me sinning. Let me, yeah, you're a moan. Oh, how, oh, how, oh, how, oh, how. Oh. Oh.
Once more like that. Thank you. knows I know how to keep her satisfied. I close her fire, I shake her ashes down. I close her fire, I shake her ashes down. We eat our dinner and ride on back to town. I climb her trees, I shake her apples down. I climb her trees, I shake her apples down. We eat our breakfast and ride on back to town. Yes, sweet mama, now what's the trouble now? Yay, sweet mama, now what's the trouble now? Trying to quit your loving daddy when you don't know how. Yay, sweet mama, now who's gonna fill your shoes? Yay, sweet mama, now who's gonna fill your shoes? Don't leave your daddy with a farm girl blues.
Name of it is Twist Your Star, or Twist Your Star. Ah, twist your star. No matter how you do, keep on twisting your star. You get in a jam, don't know what to do. Some way, somehow, you'll soon pull through if you twist your star. Ah, twist your star. May take a little time, but keep on twisting your star. A little hee-haw and a little bitty sigh, want to root around, but you didn't know.